This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The Palestinian militant group Hamas says it will accept an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire agreement if Israel does the same. It is not yet clear whether Israel has agreed to honor the ceasefire. With more, here's Linda Gradstein for VOA from Jerusalem.
In a statement, all the organizations in Gaza said they had accepted a ceasefire mediated by Egypt. Egypt's efforts have been able to achieve a ceasefire between the resistance and the Zionist enemy, the statement reads. The resistance will respect this declaration as long as the Zionist enemy respects it. Israeli officials did not comment, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had repeatedly said that Israel does not want a war in Gaza. Oh. The reports of a ceasefire came after Hamas launched a near-constant barrage of rockets at southern Israel, sending hundreds of thousands of people to bomb shelters. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Now, just an hour before the announcement came from the Palestinians, the Israeli Security Council announced that it had instructed the military to continue operations as needed. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says he will travel to the U.S. southern border on Wednesday, where thousands of American troops have been deployed to support Border Patrol agents. Speaking to reporters Tuesday at the Pentagon, Secretary Mattis said there's been no change to the U.S. military mission at this time. He was asked about the cost of sending troops to the border to thwart a caravan of refugees who may not arrive for some weeks yet.
We'll update you on costs as they become known. Obviously, the units executing the border mission have got to report them in up here, but we are capturing the costs. I'll visit the border tomorrow.
President Trump called for increased border security to prevent a caravan of asylum-seeking migrants from Central America from entering the United States. This is VOA News. President Trump launched verbal assaults Tuesday on France and President Emmanuel Macron, citing his low voter approval ratings and attacking French tariffs on U.S. wine exports and failure to meet NATO's defense spending goal. Trump has frequently attacked U.S. allies in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the West's main defense alliance forged after World War II, for not yet meeting its 2024 goal of each country spending 2% of their national economies on defense, chiefly weapons and armed forces. As of right now, French defense spending on NATO is at 1.82%. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was stopped at the border on Tuesday and barred from leaving Russia as he was about to travel to a court hearing at the European Court for Human Rights in France. Standing in a Russian airport, he posted his travel travails on Instagram. He says, "Behind me, there are happy passengers at the airport whose tickets haven't disappeared. My ticket has disappeared. I'm not allowed to travel abroad. I've brought myself a coffee, and I'm headed to work to unmask the crooks." Navalny said in a blog post on Tuesday that he was due to attend a hearing in France, which is expected to rule if his countless detentions have been politically motivated. Notorious Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is now on trial in Brooklyn, New York, amid intense security and public scrutiny. Prosecutors say the 61-year-old Guzman ran shipments of heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and methamphetamine into the United States as head of the Mexican Sinaloa cartel, an organization that has played a large part in the violent drug wars devastating parts of Mexico. Guzman has pleaded not guilty to the charges. He faces 17 criminal counts and, if convicted, potential life imprisonment. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency said Monday Iran continues to abide by its obligations under the 2015 nuclear agreement despite last May's U.S. withdrawal and reimposition of sanctions. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Tehran's reserve of low-enriched uranium remains well below the deal's kilogram limit, while its stock of heavy water is virtually unchanged. And Rohingya community leaders said those on a list set to be repatriated to Myanmar, also known as Burma this week, have fled from camps in Bangladesh. Some 700,000 fled a crackdown by security forces the UN likened to ethnic cleansing, including massacres, burned villages, and gang rapes. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.